You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Lord Singh, Director of the Network of Sikh Organisations. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. A report commissioned by the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has found that the persecution of Christians in many parts of the world amounts to what some see as near genocide. Millions of Christians have been uprooted from their homes, and many have been killed, kidnapped, imprisoned, and discriminated against. Sadly, the experience of Christians is mirrored in the experience of other faiths. Looking at my own faiths, Sikhs are prohibited from opening a gurdwara in Saudi Arabia and most Middle Eastern countries. In Afghanistan, a prosperous Sikh population of more than 20,000 has been reduced to a few hundred. Similarly, once thriving Sikh communities in Tehran and other cities in Iran have almost disappeared without trace. Regular reports of the All-Parliamentary Group for Freedom of Religion and Belief and other agencies remind us of similar suffering by religious communities across the world. A follow-up report to examine the response of the Foreign and Commonwealth Office to growing religious persecution will be published later this summer. I do hope that this will lead to positive initiatives to counter worldwide abuse of the United Nations Universal Declaration of the Right to Freedom of Religion and Belief. I feel part of the problem is a failure of religious leaders to interpret religious texts in the context of today's very different times. Candlelit vigils and expressions of religious solidarity following an atrocity are fine, but in the Sikh view, such sentiments must also be carried to our different places of worship to replace centuries of easily exploited bigotry and misunderstanding with emphasis on respect and tolerance for all beliefs. Two of the Sikh gurus gave their lives stressing the importance of interfaith understandings. Sikhs believe that our different faiths are like paths up a mountain towards an understanding of God through pursuing truth, equity and justice in our daily lives. The further we go, the greater the similarity of the view ahead. Guru Arjan, our fifth guru, included some writings of Hindu and Muslim saints in our holy scripture, the Guru Granth Sahib, to emphasize that no one faith has a monopoly of truth. The freedom to practice our religion of whatever tradition should be similarly valued as an important universal freedom in our strife-torn world.
Thank you. That was Thought for the Day with Lord Singh, Director of the Network of Sikh Organisations.